If you dig history, you're going to be excited to hear about recent findings in Michigan's Thumb region. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is University of Michigan paleontologist Dan Fisher. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
What's the exciting news? What did you find?
The news is that we have a large portion of a mastodon. His skeleton, of course, is the parts that that still remain, but we have something like 60 to 70% of the mass, at least, of his skeletal remains. This is from a site up in the Thumb area near Mayville. It's interesting for what it can potentially tell us about the lives of these animals, their interactions with ancient humans, the environments in which they lived, those sorts of things.
Now, how was it first discovered?
It was actually discovered by a teacher at the Fowler Center for Outdoor Learning. He was going on essentially a nature walk with some of his students, and they were looking for fish in a stream there. And they saw what looked like bones, and sure enough, they were.
Bones in a stream?
Bones in a stream. It turned out they had been eroded from the sediments that the stream was cutting into. And they called and reported the site. We went up and investigated and confirmed that they had mastodon bones. It took a couple years altogether to coordinate it between their schedule and ours, but we did decide to undertake the excavation this fall. Interestingly, with the help of about 10 or a dozen local area school teachers. So our hope was to really spread knowledge and enthusiasm about this sort of thing to really generations of school students.
Have you been able to determine how old it is?
We'll get a much more precise estimate of that as we do a radiocarbon analysis in the future, but right now, all we can do is say it's most likely within the range that has been established by our previous attempts to date other specimens, and that's between, say, roughly 11,000 years ago and maybe 13,000 years ago.
And how big do you think it was?
This was an animal that would have weighed about 6 tons. It's certainly as large, if not a little larger than a modern-day African or Asian elephant.
We're talking to University of Michigan paleontologist Dan Fisher about a recent unearthing of a mastodon in Michigan's Thumb region. I guess what's significant about this find is that you found so much of the animal. You said 60 to 70%?
Yes. It's unusual to find that much of the animal. And the other element that's unusual here is to find that much that hasn't been disturbed yet. And that permitted us to go in and carefully document the find, which we did through measurements and sketches, drawing maps and so forth of the skeletal parts. We also used photographs to generate a 3D model of the site. And we actually already have an early version of that model online on one of our department websites. And so this gave us a very precise picture of exactly what was there, how it was organized, and that's important in turn because that pattern of organization of bones constitutes part of the evidence by which we make inferences about what happened here, what events led to the preservation of this animal. And in this case, those events we think include human activity, human butchery and storage of carcass parts derived from this animal.
So history in our own backyard.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, University of Michigan paleontologist Dan Fisher. We'll put pictures on our website, WEMU.org, and a link to the website you mentioned where people can see more about this.